This is great news for many, many families that lost ones in Northern Ireland and along the border over the period of the Troubles. And I suppose this is something I've been campaigning for quite a number of months now. First of all, I spent a long time campaigning against the bill and meeting the UK government. Lord Keane, I met him on three different occasions, and their reasons were very self-centred. It was about the protection of their own veterans more than about the victims. So this is really good news for all those people that felt really traumatised, that they were never going to get justice in relation to those that were involved in the disappearing or murdering or maiming of loved ones. It means that if they won this case, investigations should open again and the legislation will be in trouble. And I think this case by the Irish government will be successful because the victims were kind of an ill thought out effort after the legislation was put in place. Legislation like this should have had the victims front and centre, and the legislation built around that, but that wasn't the case. Like I said, they went. British government went forward with reasons of their own with this bill, and the victims are an afterthought. So it's really good news for lots of people. And without the ability for people to close off the past, it's very hard for people to move on. And this I suppose, trauma they talk about can become intergenerational as well, and people don't get to move on unless they get answers. So I think people, all people in Northern Ireland, deserve answers, and I hope this delivers this, and I believe it will.
And indeed, many of those families that were affected, they fought so hard, say in the case of Soldier F, to bring that case before the courts and then to be hit with this legacy bill. It was, I'm sure, it stopped them in the tracks.
It was absolutely reckless. I suppose only last year I was in Reading McNesby's case was there. I'm just saying that international involved in that granny tiger. They got justice in their case, but there are many others that are very close to getting their hearing. And this was bringing an end to the whole lot. It was absolutely reckless. And I hope now that proper justice is served, and the wrongdoing that has been done will be undone, and people can carry on with their cases, get proper justice, and to the cases that are ongoing.